tight race in Dutch election as anti-Islam populist Wilders' hope of power declines. Ben & Jerry's co-founder says Unilever blocked Palestine-themed ice cream. Australian girls being hunted by online crime gangs to commit violent acts. Cameroon opposition leader to face legal action over election unrest, government says. Israeli strikes kill 33 in Gaza, Hamas-run civil defense says, as Trump insists ceasefire remains, no Trump, no China. Caught in the middle. South Korea hosts rival superpowers. Russian forces gain foothold in strategic Ukrainian town. BBC deeply concerned about journalist unable to leave Vietnam, at least 64 killed in Rio's largest police raid on Aung's Confederate statue torn down during anti-racism protests, reinstalled in Washington. Dodgers outlast Blue Jays in World Series epic, man pleads guilty to killing Japan's former PM Zoe. Most countries fail to submit new climate pledges ahead of summit. Texas Attorney General sues Tylenol makers over autism claims. ChatGPT shares data on how many users exhibit psychosis or suicidal thoughts. Pregnant British teenager's family pay. $137,000 toward Deuce's sentence in Georgia. Jailed Dutch volleyball player and convicted child rapist denied visa to compete in Australia. Rare Earths, Nobel nomination. And cheers, Trump ends Japan leg of Asia tour. The 92-year-old president who never loses. How a Diwali cracker gun in India went from social media craze to blinding children. Who is Anwar Ibrahim? The Malaysian leader who helped Trump preside over a peace deal. The Indian village which saw the homecoming of one of the world's oldest rebels. In Russia's blitz of Ukraine, the question of appeasement is back. Inside Syria's jail for IS suspects, as officials say attacks by group are rising. A coronation, not a contest. Tanzania's first female president faces little opposition. Strong winds and flying debris as Hurricane Melissa makes landfall. Has Trump's peace deal solved the Thailand-Cambodia dispute? Trump in Malaysia, dancing in a peace deal. Watch, moment nuclear plant towers collapse during demolition. I'm not done, Kamala Harris tells the BBC's Laura Kunzberg. Satellite images show extent of demolition at the White House. Gold prices steady near three-week lows ahead of Fed decision. Trade optimism weighs. Oil dips on worries about Russian sanctions, OPEC plus output increase. Tariffs to raise costs delay oil and gas projects in 2026. Report says oil prices edge higher with focus on Middle East tensions. Fed rate cut. Exclusive. Venezuela asks Trinidad to provide details of Exxon field tests, sources say. Kennedy directs CDC to study alleged harms of offshore wind farms. Bloomberg News reports. States sue over Trump administration suspending food benefits during shutdown. Oil falls 2% as investors weigh Russia sanctions. OPEC plus output plans. Oil futures rise from post-settlement levels as API reports large draw on crude supplies. UBS third quarter profit soars, trouncing expectations. Big oil earnings expected to edge up as analysts eye 2026 outlook. Japan stocks higher at close of trade, Nikkei 225 up 2.37%. Adidas third quarter sales slow in North America. Mercedes reports plunge in Q3 operating profit hit by job cuts. Equinor Q3 core profit falls more than expected. Phoenix Group in talks to raise £1 billion for pension risk transfer growth, report. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.68%. Nvidia's Blackwell chip to be discussed at Trump Xi meeting. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.96%. China's factory activity expected to fall as demand dwindles. Reuters poll, Malaysia's ban on raw rare earth exports remains despite US deal, trade minister says. Australia Q3 CPI inflation accelerates 3.2% YY, pushing back RBA easing bets. API weekly crude stock decline surpasses forecasts, signaling stronger demand.